Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Our last show of September is upon us here at the Nate Darling Show. With me, as always, is Kareem.
It's Friday.
And taking the place of Jason is a towel hamper. A towel hamper. Literally, where Jason would be sitting is a hamper with towels in it. I should make that the photo for the show. Jason has been replaced by a hamper of towels. Oh, well. He's still under the weather. Hopefully, what is this, 3 weeks in a row?
Yeah.
3 weeks in a row under the weather. Next week, we're off as I am in Vermont traveling. So, hopefully a month and he will be recovered. So
get him some echinacea or something.
Shit. Maybe some medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, we have to do something for him.
You know what we really should do? Coat him in Vicks VapoRub.
That is true.
He has a breathing issue.
Yes, we put Vicks VapoRub on his feet.
Maybe some Tussin.
And put some socks on him.
And some saltpeter. Just to make sure he keeps it under control. Speaking of Jason, I was in Oak Park earlier today. Actually, that's my route to work now because fuck the highway.
Yeah.
Literally fuck the highway. Because to go down to where I work and to get off on Fruit Ridge is under construction. What a shit show.
Oh.
What a fucking shit show. So I've been going through Oak Park anyway. Now there's road construction there. So fuck. But I have a new barber shop and it is in Oak Park.
Okay.
The Bastille Barbers.
Where are they at?
Right in the same building as Old Soul.
Oh, so they're next door to Old Soul, to the left.
Yeah, there's the Guild, Old Soul, them, and then there's this coffee and co-working place.
Yeah.
All in one building.
Coffee and co-working is going away.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow. What happened there?
Your barber might be moving too.
Oh, why? What's going on with the building?
That part is going to be turned into a chicken and waffles place.
So no more co-working, just chicken and waffles?
Yep.
All right. Well, I think the barbershop would fit. There's animal heads on the wall and motorcycle in the middle of the shop.
Yeah. So, supposed to be June of 2019.
Okay. So next year.
Yeah.
A lot of new buildings going up in Oak Park. A lot of renovated buildings in Oak Park too.
Yeah. So they're going to because they have to do a build out in the kitchen. So that's one of the things. And then they're going to have like an indoor outdoor bar.
Okay.
So one side will be the bar for people sitting inside and then there will be like a window that's you can serve drinks out of.
It feels like there is a restaurant with Old Soul now.
Yeah.
So it's like Old Soul and then you go around the corner and it's like, oh, people eating on a patio.
Yeah. I don't eat at Old Soul. I've gotten hair and food the last two times that I've
that's a bad been sign. In there. That's a bad sign. So I got my hair cut there. I went there because I was going to, the barbershop, on our street. And, because of this California ruling about, independent contractors that had to do with a trucking company.
Yeah.
The barbershop owner told his guys, hey guys, I can't have you be independent contractors anymore. I want to make you all employees. And they all went deuces.
Yeah.
So I went to a different barbershop.
Yeah. That's one of those weird, laws or unintended consequences.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to revisit that.
I was in Oak Park getting my haircut and beard trim, which is a delight. I've got a new barber. He's a good dude. Seems to have his shit together. And there's a community bathroom in the middle of the building.
Yeah.
And I went in, I go to the bathroom and I took a photo of this and put it on Instagram because it was so weird. Someone had taken a toothpick and balanced it on the top of the urinal. So I'm there taking a leak, and I look down, and there is this toothpick there. And I have now immortalized it forever on social media. Yeah.
Well, at least they left it there.
I don't know what the fuck you're thinking that you're taking your toothpick out at the urinal.
Yeah.
Did you take it out before you took your dick out? Did you take the toothpick out, set it down so you could take your dick out? What's going on there?
Yeah. He maybe took it out so he could take his dick out, and then he realized that he had just touched his dick and was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but he could have thrown it away.
Yeah.
Could have thrown it away. There's no reason why he couldn't do that. So anyway, Oak Park, interesting dynamic, because I parked in front of the Guild, and then I saw, you know, you've got the arch for literally Oak Park, the park. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I haven't been down there. So I drove toward the park where they've got the arch and the, like, 18 something to 2016, I guess was when they redid the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was very interesting to see the different dynamic between the people at the barbershop and in that area. And this is literally two blocks away.
Yeah.
At the actual park. Because the actual park, it was just a ton of black kids.
Yeah.
Ton of black kids just hanging out, doing their thing, playing, doing whatever, walking over to the park. Meanwhile, when I parked my car and got out, there were two white women in yoga pants walking by.
Yeah.
it was just like, oh, yeah, this is a neighborhood in transition, isn't it?
Yes.
So just when you think, oh, okay, yeah, this place has just become this new white Mecca where there's nothing but white people. Oh, yeah, there's still black people that live here. Okay.
You're like, we're not leaving yet.
so that was very interesting. By the way, really good barbershop. I enjoyed the vibe there.
Okay.
Music way better than the one in Midtown.
Uh-huh.
The music was much more poppy and bullshit.
Yeah.
This one, it's like angry rock and roll. There was like an angry Johnny Cash song playing while I was getting my beard trimmed today. I'm like, yeah, that's more like it.
Okay.
This feels better.
I've seen it, but I just haven't been in there.
There was an African-American guy getting his haircut today, too.
Huh.
I know, right?
Yeah. I was like, that's interesting.
I'm like, okay. There are no African-American dudes working in there that I saw. No.
And there actually used to be an African-American barbershop there.
I think there is one like two blocks up Broadway, though.
Yeah.
I think there's another barbershop. Anyway, I say all of this only because Greg Popovich, coach of the San Antonio Spurs, not to be confused with Kawhi Leonard, his former player with the weird laugh, had some things to say about the take a knee and, well, basically white privilege in America. And I think it's important that people listen, because he says it pretty clearly.
Obviously, you know, race is the elephant in the room, and we all understand that. But unless it is talked about constantly, it's not going to get better. People get bored. Oh, is it that again? They pull in a race card again. Why do we have to talk about that? Well, because it's uncomfortable. And there has to be an uncomfortable element in the discourse for anything to change. You know, whether it's the LGBT movement or, you know, women's suffrage, race, it doesn't matter. People have to be made to feel uncomfortable. And especially white people, because we're comfortable. We still have no clue of what being born white means. And if you read some of the, you know, recent literature, you'll realize it really is no such thing as whiteness. But we've kind of made it up. That's not my original thought, but it's true. And it's hard to sit down and decide that, yes, it's like you're at the 50, you know, the 50-meter mark in a 100-meter dash. And you got that kind of a lead. Yes, because you were born white, you have advantages that are systemically, culturally, psychologically there. And they have been built up and cemented for hundreds of years. But many people can't look at it. It's too difficult. People want to hold their position. People want the status quo. People don't want to give that up. And until it's given up, it's not going to be fixed.
That's what has to happen, is that white people have to start speaking up.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons I played it.
Go so pop.
Until we start to go, okay, this is what it is, then, yeah, nothing's going to there's nothing that's going to change. And a lot, I see a lot of people go, well, no, that's not it. I've never. And yeah, you might not have never personally, but that doesn't mean that, I mean, and granted, if you're in the middle of West fucking Virginia and everybody is dirt poor and you are dirt poor, you're not going to see it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Everybody there is dirt poor.
Yeah. It,
you got the rich people and you got the poor people and they're all white.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that this doesn't exist and that's not an issue. So I thought that was a really interesting, interesting point of view. And Greg Popovich has spoken up before. And as an NBA coach, I mean, I don't know the percentage of NBA players that are African American. It's somewhere between 100 and 150%.
Yeah.
No, it's probably about 85. I would guess 85% African American. And then you've got mixed race and then you're Eastern European white guys.
Yeah.
Especially on the Kings.
So, oh, yeah.
Except for their rookies, because why would you draft the 19-year-old who is the MVP of the European League when you can have somebody else whose name ends in the third?
Yes.
Dipshits. Anyway, let's move on. Shohei Ohtani, rookie pitcher and designated hitter for the Angels, is having UCL surgery next week. He's still DHing. He's still hitting home runs. He has 21 home runs this year. Despite only playing part-time as a hitter. And he will be DHing next year as well, even though he cannot pitch because he hits left-handed.
Okay.
Well, he's still a rookie, and for whatever reason, he did a Japanese rendition of Despacito on the team bus. So,
alrighty.
Enjoy this. So there you go. A little bit of Japanese Despacito. By the way, he's 24 years old. Before he blew his arm out, he was throwing near 100 miles an hour.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he, by any measure, having a really amazing rookie season, despite all of that. All right, so I mentioned before when I was teasing the show on Wednesday's episode that Bruno Mars led to issues. Headline, man pulls gun, pistol whips friend of 50 years over Bruno Mars song. Because what are friends for? A man in Indiana was jailed over the weekend after he was accused of reaching for his handgun instead of his Shazam app to end a dispute with his longtime friends over a Bruno Mars song. Roger D. Washburn, 71, and white guy, is facing a charge of battery after the incident last Friday night at his home in Greenwood, Indiana. The investigation began when man told officials from Johnson County Sheriff's Office that he and another man were hanging out with Washburn on a Friday night. The man told police that they have been friends for 50 years. Imagine that, 50 years as friends. The man said they were all talking when an argument broke out over a song and its artists. The man said the song they were debating was sung by Bruno Mars, but Washburn said it's not. When the man showed Washburn proof that it was indeed a Bruno Mars song, the argument grew more intense. See, this guy comes from the pre-internet era where you just get madder and the angriest person won the argument.
Yeah.
He told police they both stood up and continued to argue until Washburn pulled a gun on him. The man said he responded to the brandished weapon by calling Washburn, quote, a chicken shit. And then Washburn swung the weapon at him, striking him in the face and arm. Then the gun went off when Washburn struck the man. The victim said he took a swing at Washburn and missed. The gun went off a second time. Somehow, in a room with three men in a house, No one ended up getting shot. When asked why no one called police, the man said he and his other friend were shocked over what happened. They eventually decided to tell police a few hours after it happened. Police went to Washburn's home, and he admitted to hitting his friend in the face with his .38.
You knew that that's what he would do.
He was taken to the county jail on suspicion of battery and criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon. The police report does not say what Bruno Mars song the men were arguing about. So Bruno Mars leads to a pistol whipping.
You know that that's that kind of friend that your friend will pistol whip you over Bruno Mars. You look, know that he's that guy.
After 50 years, you know your friend's going to pistol whip you over almost anything.
That's it. You know that that's that guy.
I'm still stunned that no one managed to get hit. All right, meanwhile, Alex Jones is running into all sorts of other problems. Banned from Facebook, InfoWars is. Banned from Twitter, InfoWars is. They were just cut off at the knees as PayPal. You can no longer buy stuff on InfoWars using PayPal. They've been cut off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess if you're a scam.
That's not it. They found instances of hate speech and discriminatory content on the site, which violates their terms.
Wow.
It's not okay to be a racist. It's going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Thought it was scamming.
Well, it is scamming, but that ain't what got them. It was being racist and xenophobic.
Especially when you say that that's not what you really are.
Yeah.
Just an act.
I saw that and I'm like, oh, that one's going to hurt.
It's just an act.
Oh, not allowed on Facebook, not allowed on YouTube, not allowed on Twitter. And now you can't take any PayPal payments? What are you going to do, buddy? What are you going to do? Venmo's owned by PayPal.
It's just an act, mate.
Uh-huh. He's going to act himself right out of business. One can only hope. God damn it. Such idiocy going on out there. I have even more idiocy for you. Chevy Chase. You remember Chevy Chase? He's the asshole that nobody likes.
Yeah.
Well, he's clean. He's off the drugs.
Are you sure?
That's the claim. No one will hire him, though. Headline, and this is from Mediaite. Chevy Chase rips SNL as shitheads laughing at the worst fucking humor in the world. Yeah. He attacked the current iteration of Saturday Night Live, the show that made him a star, calling it the worst fucking humor in the world, and quote, he said, and I quote again, "First of all, between you and me and the lamppost, geez, I don't want to put Lorne or the cast, but I'll say maybe off the record, I'm amazed that Lorne has gone so low. I had to watch a little bit of it, and I just couldn't fucking believe it." That was in an interview with the Washington Post. It was clearly not off the record. He said, "That means a whole generation of shitheads laughing at the worst fucking humor in the world. You know what I mean?" No, I don't, Chevy. I don't. Chase was a member of the famed original Saturday Night Live cast, which, by the way, go back and watch it. Not necessarily as funny as you might think. Concluded his thoughts on the current show with one more jab, saying, "How could you dare give that generation worse shit than they already have in their lives? It just drives me nuts." He also noted that Saturday Night Live went downhill after its first 2 years. Why am I saying that? Because I was in it? I guess. That's a horrible thing to say. But certainly I've never had more fun. I really loved it and I enjoyed it. I didn't see the same fun thing happening to the cast the next year.
I'm jealous. Because nobody wants to hire me.
Throw kerosene on that bridge and light it ablaze, Chevy Chase. Why won't anybody hire me?
He set that motherfucker on fire.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's a far.
I mean, here's the thing. If Chevy Chase keeps his mouth shut and Chevy Chase plays nice, I would be willing to bet that Lorne Michaels would have had him on.
Yeah.
at least in sort of an ancillary role, maybe not a host or guest host, because he didn't have any projects that he's working on. But he would have probably brought him on if he would have gone to him privately and said, hey, Lauren, I'm clean now. I'm off the drugs. I'm ready to work. You got anything for me? They would have found something for him. They would have found some little bullshit thing for him to do. And he would have seen a nice little resurgence from that.
Yes. But, has he done anything good since Fletch, which you can buy on the Amazon tab at shop
Nate,
Amazon?
NateDarlingShow.com.
NateDarlingShow.
He was in the show Community. He came on, I believe, in the second season, and he was fired because he was too difficult to work with. Yeah, he had a run of movies in the early 80s. Christmas Vacation would have been after that.
Yeah.
I think that was the last big movie. That was 1989.
Yeah.
I mean, there was Vegas Vacation. There were a few others after that. But, I mean, that was really the big thing that Chevy Chase... I mean, he's certainly no Bill Murray when it comes to... when it comes to, you know, the post-Saturday Night Live career.
Yeah. Clark Griswold.
Clark fucking Griswold. Meanwhile, oh, my God, Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid's a nut job.
He's still alive?
He is. Randy Quaid is an absolute nut job. Conservative nut job.
I thought he'd overdosed by now.
No. He moved to Canada.
What kind of conservative moves to Canada?
Well, the one who was wanted here. All right. So Chevy Chase has, three things in pre-production, one thing in post-production, and one thing that's filming right now, but it's just a voice. Let's see. He was in a TV movie, A Christmas in Vermont, in 2016. He's done a lot of voice work.
One of those Lifetime movies.
He was in Hot Tub Time Machine 2, which I did not see, from 2015. Let's see. He did one episode of Hot in Cleveland in 2014. He was on Community from 2009 to 2014. And let's see. As I go back, he was in the original Hot Tub Time Machine. He's the hot tub repairman. He's done voices for Family Guy. He did three episodes of the TV show Chuck when that was on. He had a movie Funny Money in 2006. Yeah, it's not a lot of stuff. Vegas Vacation 1997. Cops and Robbersons. Oh my God. Cops and Robbersons, 1994, Jack Palance and Chevy Chase.
Okay.
That movie was so bad. I was unemployed. I barely had enough money to go rent this motherfucker. And I turned it off in the middle. That's how bad this movie was.
That's horrible.
It was so bad. So bad. Yeah, Christmas Vacation, Fletch Lives, and Caddyshack 2 were all around 1988-89. So that would be pretty much the end of his big run. Fletch was 85.
Okay.
Fletch was 85, Vacation was 83, and Caddyshack was 1980. So he had a decade of, movie stardom, and then he had a little bit of a resurgence with Community, but he's burning bridges. Meanwhile,
then he became an asshole.
No, well, I think he was an asshole all along. It's just people stopped putting up with it.
That's right, because he was the person who called Richard Pryor the N-word.
Of course he was.
In that famous sketch.
Yeah. Here's the thing about the assholes that go, oh, well, then he turned into... No, they were an asshole all along.
Yeah.
It's just at some point, they stopped being too valuable to ignore that.
Yeah.
You see it a lot. It happens a lot with, you see it a lot with like the hot chick.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, she's really annoying now. No, she's always been annoying. You just put up with it because you thought she was really hot. And now that's started to fade. And now it's just annoying to you.
I totally get that.
Right? That's exactly what it is. They were always the asshole. Meanwhile, a California woman, and this is sad, slipped and fell to her death while taking selfies at Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Tu Thang Nguyen, who's 32 and from Sunnyvale, was hiking alone at 2:30 p.m. on a Wednesday on the trail and paused to take selfies near the edge of a 200-foot cliff half mile east of the Grand Portal Point near Chapel Rock. Now, while taking pictures, she fell into Lake Superior and died. Not funny at all.
I want to feel bad for her.
You really do. By the way, even though it's really hot outside, the water temperature in Lake Superior, which is North America's largest freshwater lake, averages 40 degrees much of the year, which is way too cold to swim. It's about 45 degrees when she fell in. Two kayakers saw it happen, and they brought her to shore. Emergency services were contacted, and the Coast Guard responded. But, I mean, falling off a 20-story building into the water, I mean, that's going to be tough to survive.
Stop taking selfies in dangerous places by yourself. Or stop taking selfies in dangerous places.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't need to say by yourself. I mean, that's that does make it a little bit redundant. But yeah, either way, it's a sad story. But you don't hear about it as much anymore. Remember a couple of years ago when it was Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Oh no, they walked off a cliff playing Pokemon Go, or they walked into traffic. Yeah, pay attention.
Yes.
The world around you still exists, even if you're taking a selfie.
Take your head out your ass.
By the way, when I was taking the picture of the toothpick balanced on top of the urinal, I was very cognizant to make sure there was no one in the men's room. Because you do not want to have your phone out taking pictures in the men's room. If there's anybody around. And I am well aware of that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, you do not do that. Because, like, what are you doing? Taking dick pics in the bathroom? Absolutely not.
That would be funny.
Right. Yeah. Somebody walking in there going, what the hell are you doing? Eh, just taking some photos. Oh, that one I'd be able to go, some asshole left a toothpick on here. I'd be like, ah.
Yeah.
Then you got something.
Then you got something.
You better have something. If your phone's out in the men's room, you better have something like that. So, by the way, stage it. If you really want to be doing, if you really want to be having your phone out in the men's room taking pictures, stage some shit like that. Go, oh, can you believe that some asshole did this? Ah.
Want to take a dick pic in the men's room, put a toothpick on the urinal.
For comparison's sake. It was Jason. He lives there. He lives in Oak Park.
Might have been.
It's doing a, look, it's, this is my penis next to a 2x4. 2x4 for scale.
Oh, wow.
Look at this Louisville slugger on top of the urinal.
That is it.
Oh, that is unfortunate. All right. Well, let me see where we are with time. I have to turn my head and look. All right. This show may be a little shorter than normal, and that's fine. Just fine. It's the last show before vacation. All right. So we have no charges being filed. A deli worker admitted to eating more than $9,000 worth of ham and salami while on the job in an Ohio supermarket. $9,000. Now, I know ham can be expensive. Deli meats can be expensive. But $9,000 worth of ham and salami, that's punishment enough for your arteries. They're not going to face criminal charges, according to prosecutors. The decision to decline pursuit of the case against Catherine Brennick, who's 36, came after representatives of the Giant Eagle chain told law enforcement officials they did not wish to pursue this matter. The decision by Giant Eagle, which is a 400-store chain, came days after a loss prevention officer contacted police to report that Brennick had been consuming slices of ham and salami from the deli counter, in the store in Bolivar, which is about 15 miles south of Canton, Ohio. Citing a tipster, the Giant Eagle alleged that Brennick ate 3 to 5 slices of meat daily and had been consuming product from the deli over the past 5 years. Are you fucking kidding me? 3 to 5 slices daily?
Who was the tipster?
I don't know, but they should be punched right in the kidneys.
Not in the kidneys, in the balls.
Or
if they have balls.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that they do. Okay, when you buy deli meat, just for reference sake, if you go to a decent place and buy deli meat, they will go, oh, is this slice thin enough? And you go, yeah, it is, or no, go a little thinner.
Yeah.
And then they will go, would you like a sample of it? And they will hand you a sample of it so you can taste it.
Yeah.
Because they want you to buy more.
Yeah.
when we were, so when you came over for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view a couple right. weeks ago, we did a meats and cheeses platter and we got deli meat. I got in samples 3 to 5 slices of deli meat. This is literally fucking nothing.
That's crazy.
3 to 5 slices over the course of a day is literally fucking nothing. In fact, it's probably her going, would you like a sample of the ham? The customer going, no thanks. And then she, rather than throwing that slice of ham onto the pile, yeah. just, or throwing it away, ate it.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. Anyway.
Find something to do with your life.
The cold cut case resulted in news stories nationwide, likely prompting Giant Eagle management to drop the matter. According to cops, Brennick reportedly admitted consuming the ham and salami, but she declined to provide investigators with a statement. The sheriff's report does not indicate how Giant Eagle calculated $9,200 in sliced meat was pilfered. On her Facebook page, her employment history includes the notation, former deli at Giant Eagle. So, she no longer works there. Thank God. Thank God Giant Eagle will be able to go on with their deli. Fucking ridiculous. My God.
That who petty little ass, whoever it was, needs to be punched in the
mm-hmm.
cooch.
Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, there is a town called Shamokin.
Shamokin.
Shamokin. Shamokin. And they made a video about the school dress code, which would be great, except it did not get released until 2 weeks after school started. Oh, and everybody that they used is an example of the school dress code. Were girls. So that has led to a bit of a problem.
Shamokin Area School District dress code has caused kind of a stir for students and parents in Northumberland County.
With school already in session for the year, parents we spoke with wondered why the video was not released sooner. NewsWatch 16's Alan Vickers is here now with this story. Alan.
John and Julie, the Shamokin Area Superintendent tells NewsWatch 16 the video was only meant to inform students and parents. Some parents we spoke with think that video is sexist.
Out of dress code is how the Shamokin Area School District describes tight pants on students in this video. For some parents, the video released earlier this week does not sit well.
I thought it was sexist, to tell you the truth. It's just, I don't think it's fair, you know, for the boy and the girls.
It's not allowing any of the students to show their individuality, and it's all based on the females. So I think the school is being sexist on how they have their dress code.
The 54-second video focuses only on pants worn by girls. School officials tell NewsWatch 16 the video was created after an increase of dress code violations. The school district's website clearly states baggy clothes and spandex are not permitted.
The video was released by the Shamokin Area School District just a couple weeks into the school year. Parents we spoke to questioned the timing of it, saying if anything, it should have been released earlier.
We already did all our shopping and so on. So why would they go and turn around and do this? I mean, it's not fair, especially for low-income people.
Nikisha Gulba has 2 girls at the elementary school and believes the district-wide dress code needs to be fixed.
It needs to be relaxed. No vulgar writing, no pants down around your knees, no short shorts, but these kids need to be able to express themselves.
No, they don't.
Now, for families who can't afford to buy new clothes, district officials point out that a number of clothing options are available for students at the school. John.
What?
No, they don't.
There are a lot of clothing options at the school? So random.
Yeah. No, stop. Stop. This is, look, you complain about fucking millennials, and this is why you have them. It's because you want to let them do whatever the fuck they want to do. Without consequences.
I think the legitimate complaint of, hey, why are you releasing this fucking video 2 weeks after school started when we already did all of our school shopping?
That's a legitimate complaint.
That's a legitimate complaint. Now, Jose, pretty much said on TV that he's poor.
Yeah.
Cause nobody else is like, there are no rich people going, it's not fair to the lower income people.
Hey, guess what, Jose? You shouldn't have brought your damn daughter a bunch of tights to wear to school.
Well, and we don't know that he did. He might have sons, but it's still a valid point.
Yes.
Like, hey, what the fuck is this? Why wasn't this sent out at the beginning of August before people went out?
Before people went out, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
But yeah, no, stop. No. Nope.
Meanwhile, to our north in Oregon, Christy Lynn Woods, who's 37, may have boosted an ambulance while paramedics performed CPR on an unconscious woman. Sure, she led led police officers, a sheriff's deputy, and state troopers on a high-speed chase up I-5 for nearly 30 miles, with the ambulance lights flashing the whole way. And yes, she's accused of ramming a cop car off the freeway at 85 miles an hour. But seated and handcuffed in the back of the patrol car, she apparently wanted to know what all the fuss was about. Said I was a good fucking driver. I didn't try to hurt anyone. Furthermore, she seemed to think the whole thing wasn't her fault. Well, why did they leave it unlocked? A wild episode began just after 3:30 p.m. when an emergency paramedics rushed to the aid of an unconscious woman at an apartment building on Southeast Jackson Street in downtown Roseburg. As the medics attempted to revive the woman, police said Woods, a local with a lengthy and colorful rap sheet, apparently came across their ambulance parked outside on the street. No bother, Woods decided to fire up the engine and take off. The medics who needed to take their patient to the hospital returned to find their emergency vehicle missing. Whoops. Soon after, Oregon State Trooper on patrol attempted to pull Woods over when she cruised around downtown. Instead, she went onto the freeway, hit the emergency lights, and stepped on the gas. And then the chase was on. She reached speeds up to 85 miles per hour as she raced north on I-5. At one point near milepost 130, she rammed a state police cruiser that was driving in front of the ambulance in an attempt to divert traffic. The collision sent the cop car careening into the highway's wire median, which shaved the light bar off the top of the vehicle completely and shattered the windshield. One of the trailing officers said there was so much dirt and debris from the crash, I could not see the roadway for about a second. The trooper inside suffered only minor injuries. Woods drove another 16 miles before officers managed to slash the tires with spike strips across the road. She eventually pulled off the freeway and into a gas station, leapt from the ambulance, and immediately dropped to the ground. I gave up when I should.
White privilege.
She said. She also said, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Booked on 13 charges, including assault, interfering with an EMT, criminal mischief, and reckless driving. Courts show that Woods has had multiple run-ins with the law in recent years. Back in February, she was convicted of attempting to clobber bar patrons with a bottle at the Idle Hour Tavern, yelling racial slurs and later kicking a police officer. Oh, she seems nice. this time, she may have taken things a bit too far. She said, piss, I'm going to prison.
Why isn't there attempted murder of a police officer?
Right? I mean, that's fair.
That's you. You ran the police car. That's attempted murder.
At 85 miles an hour, yeah. Riding them off the road, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. White privilege?
White privilege.
That's white privilege. I'll buy that. I'll buy that for $1,000, Alex. I'll take white privilege for $1,000. All right, we got a couple things to get to. We didn't do this last show, so let's...
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Oh boy, there are some neighbors upset about their neighbor who is, well, a nudist.
The final countdown of Sell Down is underway at Schumacher.
Great oh, Schumacher. Oh,
people who live in this Stewart neighborhood say their neighbor does yard work and walks around his property naked. They say they've called the sheriff's office, but deputies say there's nothing they can do.
It came out, was it Sunday night? Puts trash out. I look over and he's bent over, winding up his hose. And like, that's my view of my neighborhood.
Concerned neighbors want to crack down on this naked truth.
Hold on, winding up his hose?
Winding up his hose.
Not a euphemism.
The man who lives at the end of their street is a nudist.
He works on his car and he does it naked. And, you know, everyone's called the police. But he's just out there doing his yard work, is whatever he needs to do outside naked.
Nude yard work? Neighbors can't bear it.
Have some respect for the neighborhood kids. Kids catch the bus here. Wrong.
Several people in the neighborhood have called the Martin County Sheriff's Office, but say deputies tell them as long as he isn't touching himself inappropriately, there's nothing they can do since he's on his own property.
I've seen these people actually stand on their front steps buck naked, both of them, and talk to a police officer, sheriff's department.
But
the sheriff's department told me to turn my head.
We found one person who doesn't have an issue with the neighbor stripped down to, well, nothing.
I'm not one of those people that have concerns just because it's their way of life, and it's on their property, and I know it's legal.
We spoke with the man in question off camera. He said he was not interested in doing an interview because he and his family are private people.
If they're private, you know, why are your privates on display? I mean, that's not private at all. That's very public.
Some neighbors say the next step is they're going to talk to him and see if they can work out some kind of compromise.
I don't know if he has visitors over.
And you know where I live.
Yeah.
We make it.
By the way, you want your liberty? That means he gets to be naked out in front of the house.
That's right.
Because he's on his property. Hey, I do what I want on my property. Hey, guess what? That means your neighbor can be naked.
That's right.
As long as he's not touching himself. And there ain't thing one you can do about it, motherfucker.
That's right.
How do you feel about your personal liberty now?
Look at my balls.
Kids catch the bus here. Uh-huh.
Kids, don't look at my balls.
Oh, hold on. I seem to have accidentally closed the Florida story here. Here we go. A Florida man was arrested this month after driving his 15-year-old son to a local park for a late-night sexual encounter with his girlfriend, who was also 15. Around 11:30 p.m. on September 6, police officers spotted a Toyota parked after hours at McChesney Park in Port St. Lucie. The patrolman approached the vehicle and found Lawrence Mitchell, 53, in the driver's seat. Asked what he was doing that Thursday evening, he explained that his son had asked him to pick his girlfriend up so that the minors could go to the park and do their thing. That's the quote.
Go ahead, Dad.
As to why the teens would be transported to a park after hours, he replied, so I can do what kids do. Asked by a patrolman for clarification of the statement, he reportedly said, well, they aren't out there stealing, they're just having sex.
Dad is cool as fuck.
Mitchell acknowledged that he did not know the girl he had picked up, nor gained consent to have her out from her parents, but he added that they could be out there doing worse. The cops subsequently interviewed the teenagers who were returning from the soccer field. When asked what they were doing in the park, Mitchell's son replied, we were just smoking and fucking.
Oh, wow.
Hey, he didn't lie. When the cop asked the boy if his father knew what the pair was doing, the teen laughed and advised, didn't know exactly. The girl confirmed to the officer that she and the boy were engaged in sexual activity. Asked if Mitchell knew what the two were doing, she answered, well, I mean, he drove us out here, but I don't know. Mitchell was arrested for contributing to the delinquency of a minor, for knowingly and admittedly driving two 15-year-old juveniles to a park after hours to commit sexual acts. He was freed from custody after posting $750 bond. He just had an arraignment hearing on the misdemeanor count.
Well, it's not like he had sex with him.
Nope. I mean, if you were... First of all, clear out some space in the garage.
Something, yeah.
Let him do it there. If you're really that cool with it, clear out some space in the garage. Because if you're not in the park after hours...
You don't have a problem.
You do not have a problem. I'm going to do a quick search about this fellow, Lawrence Mitchell. See if we can get any update on how that went. Oh, God damn it. Let's see if we get any news on him. No, it's a IMDb. September 10th, September 18th. We have no news updates as of the recording of this show. I apologize.
Damn it.
Sorry. Meanwhile, in a related story, a New York City man was charged with setting a massive blaze that damaged more than 135 vehicles at a Brooklyn shopping center. He told investigators he was motivated to start the fire by his belief that others used the parked vehicles for sexual activity. Yvonne Stevens, 23, was named in a federal complaint, charging him with starting a 7-alarm blaze inside the garage at Kings Plaza Shopping Center. The garage was used by car dealerships to store vehicles for sale. Stevens, investigators allege, initially torched a Mercedes-Benz, with the fire spreading to other vehicles. As he left the garage Monday morning, he made an obscene gesture toward a surveillance camera. After being apprehended that afternoon, he told police he routinely went to the garage and accessed vehicles owned by the auto dealers. He reportedly confessed to starting the fire because he thought the parked autos were being used by others for sexual liaisons. The Brooklyn blaze, which took hours to put out, was battled by hundreds of firefighters. According to New York officials, 6 civilians, 22 firefighters suffered minor injuries in connection with the fire. He is facing a felony arson charge held at the Federal Detention Center in Brooklyn. So, yeah.
He got issues.
Oh, you think?
He needs his ass whooped. Or maybe he got his ass whooped too much as a kid.
Well, I mean, did you see the photo of him, Kareem?
Yeah.
He's got some Izod boxers, and I know because his pants don't go past his ass, and his white T-shirt is slung over his shoulder.
Because other people are having sex out there. Did you catch a girlfriend out there sucking somebody else's dick?
That's a fair point. If you didn't, then I don't know what you're complaining about.
Yes.
Anyway, God, what is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? All you people who are shopping Amazon without using the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, get with it! It's time you get with it and do that. It helps the show out. Doesn't cost you anything extra. We have websites to pay for here. It's coming up. Website renewal. NateDarlingShow.com is not free.
That's right.
It is not free. It costs money. And we do these shows for free every week for you, except for next week because we're on vacation. So go ahead and do that for shopping Amazon. And thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Let's wrap this thing up.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, as I mentioned on Wednesday's show, Speak Out was very full. So Plattsburgh, New York, has a lot of complaining to be done, and we've got the rest of it for you. Plattsburgh Housing recently banned all smoking on its grounds. This has driven old folks who smoke to the sidewalks along the properties. Some of the folks are in wheelchairs, many sitting on walkers, all of them old and mostly infirm. I wonder if the housing folks have tried to help, gotten in touch with, say, the hospital, in order to offering smoking cessation classes, meds, and the like. I wonder if the city knows what may become a big undertaking vis-a-vis the cleanup on streets about the HA properties. I wonder what will become of these people when the snows and cold winds fly. I don't. They'll be out there smoking in the snow.
Smoking in the snow.
And it wouldn't matter if you offered them every fucking class in the book. They want to fucking smoke. Because they're old. And they can't wait to die.
They want to smoke in the snow.
Exactly. Hey, losing reporter Joe Lo Tiempo is not just a blow to the Press Republican, but to the wider local media market. Quality reporters, and Joe was real solid for 30 plus years, are few and far between, especially in smaller regions. His institutional knowledge and his byline will be missed. That was nice. I see Senator Bernie Sanders is thinking about running for president again. That's because Sanders knows what every socialist knows. Running a national campaign is simply good business. Gotta sell books, t-shirts, and stickers. You can't pay for multiple homes on a government check. Listen. You fucking assholes. Bernie Sanders' finances are very public, have been for 30 plus years now. And you can see how much he paid for his homes, and you can see how much money he made. So this is bullshit. I'm calling you on your bullshit. Stop with your fucking bullshit, because it's literally nothing but bullshit. I'm tired of bullshit. Oh, look at that. Bernie Sanders has two houses. Fuck you. Fuck you. There, I've said it. Anything to add, Kareem?
No.
Okay.
You did it.
All right. Let's see. We got to get some more stories here, but we need music because without music. Oh, hey. Regarding the sentencing of drug dealers, these guys don't read the newspaper. They don't talk to each other and say, oh, wow, I'm going to jail. You better get a job making $10 an hour. They run the streets. They deal their drugs. You put one in jail, it creates a vacuum for the next guy. The problem is people looking to buy drugs, whether they're addicted voluntarily for fun or from a medical condition or whatever. It's only going to get worse. You can lock up as many as you want. There's another one or two or three waiting directly behind them to supply the drugs. Okay, so make them legal.
They have a point.
Make them legal.
Somebody finally has a point.
Hey, I can see why there's so many bicyclists are being hit by cars in the city of Plattsburgh. By personally observing the lack of rules of the road, I have seen bicyclists blow through stop signs without a glance left or right. You're a vehicle when riding in the road and must follow road rules. I hope the city police will crack down on these bicyclists who are risking their lives, as well as car and truck drivers.
I agree with them. I almost hit a couple last week.
Hey, the editorial cartoon depicting Mr. Kavanaugh alongside people like Bill Clinton, Clarence Thomas, Harvey Weinstein, etc. was not only distasteful, but an unfair characterization. The men in the cartoon were adults who acted inappropriately, disrespectfully, and in some cases, criminally. Their alleged behavior happened when these men were full-grown adults. Adults who should have known better. Mr. Kavanaugh's alleged behavior happened as a teenager. That does not make it right, but it was immature adolescent behavior. Mr. Kavanaugh's record as a mature adult appears to be exemplary. None of the men portrayed in the cartoon can say the same thing.
He's an asshole.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he's a 17-year-old accused of holding a woman down and groping her while putting his hand over her mouth. That's not teenage stuff.
That sounds like attempted rape.
That's predator stuff. And finally, there's no reason for the fieldhouse lights to be on all night, lighting up the neighborhood. At 7-1 morning, they were still on from being left on all night. I'd like to know the cost for taxpayers for this mishap occurring. Some of us remember saying such as, when you leave a room, turn the lights out, or don't stand with the refrigerator door open from our parents. Lessons learned. Shut the fuck up.
Please.
Just shut the fuck up. Settle down. Anyway, that'll do it for us. We're a little short. We're a little short. Not too bad. Like 7 minutes. Thank you, Kareem. Next week we're off. I'll be in Vermont. I'll bring back stories.
Cool.
And other shit. You enjoy your time. Jason, feel better. Everybody have a great weekend. By the way, this song is High, featuring Elton John. It's Young Thug on The Nate Darling Show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.